you'd say, like there was a log in the road, and you had to drag it. You'd say, well, yesterday we...
drug.
Okay. And in the past, we have...
drug.
Okay, what do you call a thing that people use to break ground with?
Plow.
And do you know what they would use after they plow?
Excuse me.
Okay. After you've plowed, do you know what you call a thing that they used to break the ground up even finer?
All I know is a disc.
Yeah. I think that a disc is a type of this thing. Have you ever heard of anything called a harrow or a...
yeah.
Okay, how would you say that?
Harrow.
Okay.
Harrow. I'd put an A on the end of it instead of an O-W.
Okay. Do you know what you would call an X-shaped frame thing to lay logs across if you were going to saw the logs?
An X-shaped thing
Yeah, sort of a frame that there would be like, if you had, I guess it would be wood too probably, two of them.
All I know is a sawhorse.
Okay. Okay, if you were fixing your hair, you'd use a comb and a...
brush.
And if when you use one of those things, you say you're going to...
brush or comb.
And you, somebody would sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
strap.
And the kind of ammunition that people might put in a pistol would be...
bullets.
Okay. Do you know an older word for it?
Cartridges.
Mm-hmm. A thing that children play on where one gets on one end and they go up and down.
I always call it a seesaw, but most people call it a teeter-totter.
Okay. Okay, do you know another thing that they play on that goes around and around in circles that you run around and you...
yeah, it's a circular thing itself,
yeah.
Or it's a bar that goes in a circle?
I think it's a circle.
Circular thing itself. I call that a merry-go-round.
Okay, have you ever seen something that... and what about that bar?
Okay, it's a bar, and it's got a... like a seesaw.
A seesaw.
But
uh-huh.
The bar itself turns around. I call that a teeter-totter.
And you call that a teeter-totter.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the thing that where you've got, say, ropes from a tree and then a seat across it.
Swing.
Do you know what you would call a container for coal?
A coal scuttle.
Okay.
Or a bucket.
Okay. A thing that runs from the stove to the chimney, if a person had one of those stoves, you know, I guess a wood-burning stove, would be...
a flue?
Okay. A little sort of a vehicle to carry heavy things in. It's got one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And do you know of anything people might use to sharpen, to sharpen farm implements or something? Any kind of a rock or a stone?
Whetstone.
And how about one of those that has a wheel on it that they...
oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
I'll give you some and see if any of these sound familiar. A grindstone or a...
yeah.
You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the... one of those vehicles that we drive would be a...
car? Automobile?
Now, if, you were talking about baking a cake, and before you put the cake in the pan, you...
grease the pan?
Yeah. You...
and flour it?
Mm-hmm. And now, if you were talking about after you fry something like, if you did fry a steak, the stuff that forms in the pan would be called...
grease.
And if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands are all...
greasy.
And
or greasy. I usually say with a Z, though, greasy.
You usually say greasy, but sometimes you say greasy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use them interchangeably? Some people make a distinction.
Yeah.
Some people say greasy. Greasy.
I usually have a more Z sound.
Uh-huh.